to the patio.
Chillin' on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T poppin' bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortenberry's grillin' fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, PJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixin' drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life. Good times, feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It's Monday.
Monday.
Wish it was Monday. Hump day, but it's not. But we still got a damn good show for y'all.
Damn
Hopefully
good.
Your football weekend was better than mine. Started with a heartbreaker by the Hogs, and then on Sunday it didn't get much better. My Vikings won, but outside of that, it was a terrible weekend for anything football related. Got a great show for y'all, though. Father Fortenberry is out making waves in the corporate golf tournament world. Wait till it tells you what he's going to be up to this week. Talk about invasion of the pet goldfish, living the high life in a sign and what furry shades of what? If y'all hadn't heard this story, and it ties back to some major news headlines, y'all are in for a treat. But Father Fortenberry, how are you on this Monday?
I am sad.
Uh-oh, why you sad?
My Hogs.
Yeah. You still wore the hat.
I don't know.
I'm ready to burn everything.
We almost always win.
The only thing worse than a Hog fan right now is probably a Clemson fan because they thought they were going to be good.
Right? So, you know what? We can get back to it, but what is worse? Think you're going number three in the country versus think you're number 13 in the conference.
I know which one I'm thinking. Yeah. DW, look, he's got his Memphis hat on.
I'm happy. Boom.
Although we do have we do have conflict here on the patio.
We do have conflict.
Yeah, we have some conflict. We'll get into that in a little bit, but we have the Memphis hat.
Go Tigers, go.
Yeah, go Tigers, go. And then we got Gary over here. Ohio State, did they play this week?
No, they didn't. They had a bye. They had a great week.
But
no,
you didn't have a great week.
No. I'm with
you. You're
UT.
With the rest of us.
I was
you know, when you pick a multi-touchdown favorite at home,
yeah,
this late in the season, what normally happens? They at least win. Right?
They at least can win. But not get smoked.
Not get smoked. Two out of three times, or three out of three times.
Man, it was bad.
Did anybody win any bets?
$32.
I won nothing. No parlay. Nope. I did hit a couple single bets last night because I was like, I went completely against what I would normally do, and it won.
Furry shades of what? Have y'all heard about this?
I have not.
Jerry, I cannot believe you've not heard of this.
Furry. Thing.
You said furry?
Furry. No way did I do that.
Furry.
I freaking close out all of my tabs.
Furrylicious. Shades of demarcation.
Yeah, this is going to be one of them damn days, ain't it? I had everything open and somehow I closed it off. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Never mind. Why did it do that? Oh, it was an edge. That's why. Charlie Kirk was laid to rest yesterday. I think Jamie watched some of it on TV.
I watched it. It was 6 hours long. I watched almost all of it.
Wow. Really?
I watched no football.
Was it just a bunch of speakers?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he didn't say nothing. So, I mean, it was everybody.
I'm aware.
Let me ask you this. What'd you watch it for? Not that I don't respect Charlie Kirk. I just.
So.
We're different when it comes to stuff like that.
I watched it because
you don't like multi-screen with football.
I do feel like it was a monumental moment.
Okay, like a historical thing.
Yeah.
That you felt. Okay, I get it.
Like I mean, I watched the Queen's funeral and
yeah, you were actually moved probably by the you were very much moved by Mom's funeral.
So
yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, if there's a historical event, I try to at least witness it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I respect that. I was curious.
Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, will mark 2 weeks since the brutal assassination in front of his family of Charlie Kirk. You know, we try not to be political, but I think things I'm about to talk about is not really political as much as it is disturbing. So it came out last week, and I really can't believe you guys hadn't seen this, but I guess I'm not surprised. I hadn't been much in the news lately either.
Show.
The suspect that was apprehended and has been charged now with the murder of Charlie Kirk you already know that he had this furry transsexual furry boyfriend, right?
Yes,
you know that. Is that news to you, Gary?
I knew he was trans. I didn't know he was.
Okay, turn that light on.
I didn't know he was.
I didn't know he was a furry either. Is that so? Is that a guy or a girl? Actually,
it's a guy. A guy transitioned to a girl.
To a woman. Okay,
but likes to wear a furry outfit.
I stay confused on this. So does that make that a trans woman?
I don't know, but that's not even the most disturbing part.
It's a
furry.
It's a trans woman. Okay, I think.
Okay, what you're going to is the trans.
Yeah, that's how it is.
That's how it is. Trans
woman. For those of you at home, now you know.
Those that keep
what you're going to. The more you know, what it becomes.
The stars go to the sky.
The sky, the stars in the sky. But so the police did a deep dive into this fellow, and they talk about his shocking porn searches. He was playing an online game.
Jamie got nervous. Jamie,
you probably have searched for this. Or I'm sure you will after I tell you. For those of you, if your kids are listening, we're going to try to keep it as PG as possible.
Yeah, pad.
He was playing a game called Furry Shades of Gay.
That's a game?
That's a game. That's
what do you do?
He led a secret online life of sex-filled internet searches and perverse role-playing games.
This is the shooter or the
catcher? This is the shooter. He was a fan of fetish sites that would let users act out their furry fantasies. There's a furry community called furaffinity.net in which he has used his name Crafton 24/7. The profile was registered in July of this year. For those of you that don't know, furries fantasize about animals with human traits and characteristics, or humans dressed as animals.
Mm-hmm.
The site shows he downloaded and played that Furry Shades of Gay. It was a dating simulator.
I'll give props on the name, though.
The site is described as love, queer relationships, hot gay sex, and slapstick humor.
I like the slapstick humor. Yeah, that's what I go for.
When you get caught, if your wife gets that, I'm just here for the
humor. That's what I was going to say. That's what I'm here for. They're real funny.
So now,
it's like getting a hustler for the articles.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he might be reading the articles because he liked apparently to watch content by someone called Red Rusker, known for his gay furry porn, sometimes involving minors. He had a large older humanoid animal having relations with a younger humanoid possum that he labeled as being age 8.
What?
Okay, I'm telling you. The person wasn't.
Is that possum years?
That's terrible.
I don't know.
That's not right.
I don't know if possums have years like dogs.
I don't know either.
That's terrible.
But yeah.
So how is this allowed to even exist?
How does this even transition to violence?
So here's a question. Well, that's just it. Though porn, there's a lot of evidence that porn at a young age
it
warps the mind, and it warps it in a way of knowing right from wrong.
Yeah,
and comes out as violence because it's like a drug. It hits the dopamine, and it causes you to want more of it, and it becomes more perverse as you start searching. And
just about any like notable killers that have ever been, that was a problem from a young age, was mm-hmm. pornography.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's also, isn't it sort of like a drug addict? Apparently their first high is their highest high, and they're always trying to chase that, and they never get
this goes back to the AI we discussed.
So they get crazy. It does. I thought the same thing. It really does. But
you're feeding the addiction.
You
are feeding. Look,
it was, you know, what's the name? Huberman. He's a real health guy. He was on Theo Von talking about dopamine. He said that, the dopamine associated with drugs and such, you don't ever get back that high. He said one of the highest dopamines you can have is when you have relations with a stranger or somebody new that you hadn't had relations with. And he said that's why some people get so addicted to that. They call it sex addiction or mm-hmm. whatever, or cheating addiction. They're always cheating. Got to get that dopamine feel. But this dude was whacked in the mind, and I still really hadn't heard why he felt like he needed to kill Charlie Kirk, other than he felt like maybe he was being rude to his lover.
When Charlie Kirk was on the record being against transitioning.
He just said it was too much evil in this guy.
I feel like there's something missing.
I feel like there's so much of this story that doesn't fit.
Stuff that doesn't fit. The simple stuff that occurred, I guess, fits. But there's more to it than just that. There's got to be, because it doesn't make sense.
I'm not ready to buy into the conspiracy theories, but something's weird. Up. It's off.
It's off. It's off. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, none of it does. But
have they announced what kind of rifle he used?
His grandfather's rifle?
Yeah, it was.
It was a 30-06, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I seen a thing.
A Mauser 30-06, something like that.
There was an older man, like our age, that came out and he's like, talks about what he thought was odd about the text message chain sent between him and the girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was talking about like how it was written from how I would write a text.
Like it was like very grammatically correct.
Man, yeah, it was more like real romantic type.
Well, yeah. But he called it a squad car. He calls his wife my love. He says my granddaddy's gun. He says all these things that older men say.
Well, now hold up,
it was kind of odd.
A lot of times you'll find the generation that thinks it's
role-playing, he may have been using those type of words. I didn't think about that till right now because I thought role-playing.
Yeah.
But if he's into role-playing, which apparently he is, there's no telling what kind of...
Yeah, I mean,
because
his character could be an older gentleman.
But his lover goes by Lancelot. So that tells you that that's kind of in that romantic era of the movie.
Lancelot.
They said I had my grandpa Paul's pew-poo.
But that falls into what Gary's saying. There's more to it. There's more issues.
Look, that's a hard shot to make.
There's more people involved than just these two. And I think what Patel said, Cash Patel said that there's way more people involved. But
I'm speaking on it from a different perspective.
Yeah, speaking on it from, look at it from how was this kid, 25?
Something like he was college age.
I mean, how much range experience does he have?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very easy shot, but I understand. It's different. Now, if you take just a layman, like a regular person, that's a hard shot.
Well, he's a regular person. I mean, and I'm going to venture guess probably doesn't have a big background in firearms.
I think if you even take someone that has a hunting background, that's a reasonably difficult.
So I feel confident. I'm gonna say this. And I might be wrong. I feel confident that he probably went for a headshot in the drop.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think he meant to hit him in the neck.
Yeah,
no, he didn't.
He probably almost missed.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's
so along those conspiracy theories, though, the FBI says three conspiracy theories involving the text messages, hand signals, and the second shooter could be true.
That hand signal, I think that's BS.
That's BS.
I think it was popping his elbows.
I think
because that's what I do when I pop my elbows.
From Cash Patel Sunday.
Yeah, I right there at all.
Oh, Cash.
You could probably go through there and pick all kinds of crap out and make a theory.
There's probably some guy did this right here, and they're like, oh, he's just as that.
Now, those two guys that were in the crowd, the one that the old guy said he's the one that did it.
They found child porn.
Yeah, I know they found stuff on them.
What a shock.
And the other guy that immediately started cheering and turned around and looked up, like,
that's suspicious.
That is 100% suspicious to me, and he knew what was going down.
He's just dumb.
He can't be that dumb.
Hell yeah.
And he knew where to look, though. He knew where to look.
People are that dumb. Well, is that not where you would first look?
I wouldn't be looking. I'd be running. I'd be crazy. I would be gone.
Y'all see the one talking about the palm gun where the guy has his arm out and then he pulls his sleeve like this? I do that all the time just to fix my sleeve because they get...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's how I fix my sleeve.
So I thought that was fairly normal, but people were saying that was the trigger. I was like, man, y'all are going
way too far.
They didn't watch too much Django Unchained.
Just too much.
We probably spend more time on that than I intended to, but rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Charlie.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Didn't deserve that.
No one does.
Grock sparks outrage after he mixed up Draymond Green and retired NFL star Darius Butler. So Draymond Green, who plays power forward for the Golden State Warriors.
He still plays basketball?
Of course, is an AI chat bot.
He's trash.
Hold on. Let me see where to go here. Someone asked Grock to identify the individuals in Butler's recent interview on Kay Adams' podcast. And the chatbot came back and said that it was Draymond Green. Now, if you look at these two, people are saying they don't really look alike. Let me pull it up here. That's not that.
No, them jokers look a lot alike.
They look a lot alike. Yeah, I mean, I can forgive Grock on that one.
Yeah,
they look exactly alike.
Grock gets a pass on that one.
It's the crazy stare that gets me.
From Grock?
No, he hasn't stared at me yet.
Oh, I bet he has. I just don't know.
He's staring
at you now.
He probably is.
You're in his algorithm, Gary.
We should.
Oh, we need to do that segment where we ask Grock. We'll do that tonight.
Grock's coming for everything.
Yep.
But yeah, Grock is passing down. So what's the claim? Grock is racist?
No, just that
he's crazy. Grock crazy.
Well, Well, I mean, I expect rock. If people are similar, look similar, I don't expect AI to.
Well, he's not a fecal. He's not a
he's fecal, a fake person. A
facial recognition machine.
He's not fecal recognition either.
That'd be more impressive. He's fecal recognition.
He smushes his hands and
he's like, that is.
So, has anybody watched Peacemaker?
No. Is that with John Cena?
Yeah. Okay. No. First of all, it's hilarious. So, I'm on second season. And
you watched a movie with John Cena?
Yeah, there's two seasons. So, he has a bird. John Cena has a bird called Eagly. And this guy's tracking, this eagle hunter's tracking Eagly. And he picks up some bird poop, bites into it. He's had salami, Twizzlers. He names up all this
so
stuff.
Is this,
he says, this bird's eating better than I do.
Is this an expansion of The Boys? Or is this a spin-off
of
The Boys?
No, it's an expansion of...
I know what it is.
It's not The Boys?
No, it's
Suicide,
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. Oh, okay.
Remember, he was in Suicide Squad in the second one.
Dude, I never watched it.
It's hilarious. Now, it's raunchy. You can't watch it with the kids, but it is absolutely hilarious.
What's it called again?
Peacemaker.
Why does everything got to be raunchy now? We can't make G-rated stuff.
Like, he is a pet eagle that is a whole character to itself.
Did you see John Cena in this movie?
Well, you know, when you see the outfit go by, but you'll see nobody in it.
He can't see him. But the did you see Tulsa King's supposed to have some new ones coming
tonight.
Last night.
Oh,
man.
You guys don't watch
Tulsa King? I love Tulsa King.
I don't think I gave it long enough. I watched maybe 10 minutes when I was on a trip and just couldn't.
It's good.
Has
anybody watched Twisted Metal?
No.
But that video game is amazing.
Dude, that 2 seasons is good.
I really have to just... have something I really want to watch. I just stay so.
So it's got the dude that played the new Captain America, the black guy.
I don't know
what his name is, but he's a good actor.
Mm-hmm. I was showing Owen old Twisted Metal gameplay the other day, telling him, I was like, man, this was the funnest game. And then I looked it up, and I was like, this looks horrible.
Isn't it
funny how you think, though, what, like, when you look back on video games, how awesome.
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl's still awesome.
I was going to say, Tecmo Bowl's is so. Oh,
Double Dribble was awesome.
Double Dribble, man. Especially when you go for that dunk. It goes
in the corner when you shoot that three.
Did you prefer Double Dribble?
Yeah, it takes the picture.
My preference in basketball is Arch Rivals.
That's where you can punch people.
I guess.
NBA Live came out, I think
NBA
it was maybe.
No, NBA Live.
NBA Live was on Sega.
NBA Jam, when you was like Bill Clinton, get out there.
I forgot you could get characters.
NBA Live, maybe 93. Something like that.
He's on fire.
On Sega.
It was ARK.
The best.
Yeah.
It was. Until 2K came out.
NBA Jam still holds water, though. I can still play that on Super Nintendo all day.
Yeah. NBA Jam's awesome.
NBA Jam's great. That's probably...
Penny and Shaq, my favorite.
I'd always play with the jazz because you could hit from anywhere.
Seattle Supersonics were the best.
We was in Nashville a few years back, and they have this... place that has all these old video games, and one of them
there's a bar in Memphis that has
and we sat there and played the NBA Jam.
Are they still open?
I don't know.
We haven't been a long time. I don't think they are. They closed because we stopped going.
Probably during COVID.
So to me, the best table is jazz because you got John Stockton, Jeff Hornacek, and Karl Malone.
Yeah,
you had the two best shooters in the game, and you had Karl Malone.
No. I remember the Orlando team had Penny, Shaq, and Anderson.
That's a salty one too.
What about Drexler, Elijah Wan?
No, I didn't like. Yeah, that's a good one though. No, Seattle Supersonics had Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, and Detlef Schrempf.
Did the Bulls have Jordan?
In
NBA Jam?
No, you didn't. That Pippen and Grant.
Pippen and Grant.
And I think B.J. Armstrong, I want to say, or something like that. Yep. B.J. Armstrong. It was
Hornacek.
It was Kukoc.
Yeah, Tony
Hornacek was with Jazz.
It's crazy that Jordan we remember that.
That's crazy.
And then Blitz, NFL Blitz.
NFL Blitz.
Yeah, but it wasn't as...
that was on 64,
they tried
though.
To play off of Jam, and it just wasn't the same.
It was tough,
I liked
man.
It.
They're saying that in the early 90s, Jam had Jordan and Pippen.
I thought it did.
Maybe it was the early version, because I know later it did.
You had to put in a code to get Jordan or
maybe
something.
Maybe that was it.
I think you had to put in a code to get Jordan.
Boy, remember those great days of all the codes?
Yeah, you had to figure out the
remember
codes.
Remember Game Genie? We're going off in the woods now.
No, that's all right. I don't mind.
I like Game Genie.
So Game Genie was, you know, you put it on your Nintendo game, and then you put that in there, and then you had to go input a code into, you had to basically pick whatever code, but it gave you, I don't even know how it worked. It was like it almost rewrote the code for the game.
Yeah.
How about crazy. Whoever was just going to buy a book that would tell you the codes?
Yep. Yeah. You had to buy a book.
Ask online. Whoever was going to Walmart looking at the codes and then memorize them.
Not even buying the book.
Yeah, because there was no internet.
So when they had Resident Evil first came out, that's when games were getting more complex. They had walkthrough books. Yeah. You couldn't go Google then, but you'd get stuck and you couldn't figure it out.
You'd go buy a walkthrough book.
Yeah, you'd have a walkthrough book that had every single
page, Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Was it Silent Hill or was it
Silent Hill and
no? Y'all talking about awesome, dude. Like Nintendo, they're Super talking Nintendo.
No, they're talking Silent Hill and PlayStation 2.
Yeah, let's go back to Contra and Kung Fu.
Who was the Contra code? Up, left, right.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, select, start.
There you go.
That's how you do it.
And then the Mike Tyson punch out code is somewhere up, up, down.
I don't remember that one.
To get directly to Mike Tyson.
That one was numbers, wasn't it?
Why would you want to get directly to Mike Tyson? Because he was hard.
I don't know. I think you Tyson was like, was it not? I don't remember.
The hardest boxer to me on that game was the genie that would do the big long uppercut.
He's easy. He's a thing. Yeah.
I never could time it and get out of the way.
It's all time. Man, let's see. What was some? But really, the Mario Brothers through the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, even the N64. Those games were awesome.
Yeah. N64 didn't last long. It was a good console.
GoldenEye was the biggest.
Yeah.
But their Mario was really good. They had a good GoldenEye was good.
There was a skiing game I liked, SSX Tricky.
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
But you know, its problem was it came out too soon to the disc came out right on top of it.
Yeah.
Do you remember how stoked I was when we lived in the apartment for the new Tony Hawk game to come out?
Yes.
I went and bought it as soon as it arrived. I beat the game like 2 days later.
Donnie, my son and his buddy were playing a game called Skate 8, maybe?
That sounds like a game.
It's similar probably to your Tony Hawk. They skate around. Nah,
Tony Hawk is way
better. Dude, I was listening. Okay, so I was listening to radio, and they have this new leagues out of game leagues, and they were talking about playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4. Are they talking about like old school, like PlayStation 2? Donnie could go back in the training room. I got it at home, buddy. We're going to go back in there.
You just
put me in there. There's no one that can beat me in that.
It's like a retro like league or something. And it's like.
I'll challenge them right now if anyone thinks they can beat me at that.
I keep hearing it on iHeartRadio or something, but it's like a retro league. They're supposed to be playing Tony Hawk's Skater 3 and 4. And there's a couple other games I've heard of
before. Is there money involved?
I think so. Like, these are professionals.
Broseph.
Donnie will walk there, he'll throw his hat down, and get demolished.
It's been re-released.
There's some 11-year-old that's
getting re-released, Donnie.
If I could ever hit stride like back in the day, there's no one touching me. No one. I'd have been famous. I'd have been like, what's that, Ninja?
I don't know about famous. You've been famous in that group.
That'd have been okay.
When's the last time you seen? Because it was about famous in the furry group. They talked about Bam Margera. You ready to see a picture of Bam Margera?
Man, he probably is super chubby.
He's gone crazy too. Even worse than what he was.
Bam Margera.
Bam looks like he works. He looks like the old Italian guy.
He looks way better than I expected.
He looks better, but he also looks nothing like Bam Margera.
He doesn't look like he's addicted to drugs anymore.
Oh, he's not. He's clean, I think.
Yeah, he had a rough go, man.
Man, what? Like, I actually thought he was dead. So
I think he literally went way down after Ryan Dunn died.
Yes, I did see that.
He died in a car crash, right?
Ryan Dunn was always my favorite out of all the Jackass guys, but that show.
Oh, I like Wee Man.
Wee Man's great.
That show was amazing, man.
Remember back in the day, you could get some big old sunglasses saying, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
Welcome to Jackass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is the worst stunt you saw them do?
The opening. So I tried to show one of my kids the opening scene. I was like, yeah, the new Jackass came out. We'll watch it. And I turned it on, and the very first thing is Party Boy. He makes his wiener a snake and puts it in there, or a mouse, and sticks it in there with a snake, and the snake bites it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I just turn it off instantly. I'm like, baby, I'm sorry. We can't watch it.
You know, I think the worst. It's not as funny to me as it was.
The worst one I saw that just makes my stomach hurt right now. They took a sawzall and stuck like little boxing gloves on it and let it hit his testicles.
The party guy?
I don't remember who did it.
He had some crazy ones.
The worst one, they put a toy car in somebody.
And then sent him
to the doctor to get
X-ray. It was the one that Steve-O did not do. He couldn't do. And I think it was Ryan Dunn ended up doing it, because Steve-O's like, my dad would totally, you know, disavow me, would not let me come home for dinner.
The only one that he's ever turned down.
Yeah, it was that one. Was a car. Because he was like, he went to the doctor's office and they like, something's wrong, something's hurting. They took an X-ray.
He's like, you got a car in your anus. He's like, how did that get there? I fell asleep at a party. He's like, you need to find new friends.
Oh, they're adding different skaters to Tony Hawk 3 and 4.
They got Joe Biden.
That would be epic, dude.
I don't know if we know any.
Is Popcorn a skater,
Jamie
too?
Jamie Foy, Yuto Horigamo, Nori.
These are all new skaters.
Ryan Wright.
Temple's a skater.
He was probably in the original.
I don't know if he's professional, but he's a big time skater.
Or he was on the verge of being professional, probably. Now he's our competition.
Yeah, now he's our competition. He's probably on right now.
As a matter of fact. Yeah. Yeah.
Poor Temple.
Yep. Let's see, a couple more stories here. Yeah, this will knock out episode one. It won't be a fun. They're very fun. I mean, it's fun. I had a story about a goldfish. A terrifying invasion of pet goldfish dumped at lake that mutated and grew to a foot long leads to drastic action. A Minnesota town's lake has been overrun with mutated goldfish after locals dumped their pet fish.
Mutated?
Why'd they mutate?
The town of Edina near Minneapolis is battling a foot-long goldfish problem in Lake Cornelia.
Simpsons called it. Remember they had them three-eyed goldfish and Simpsons?
Look how big they are. I'd eat them.
But they say goldfish will grow as big as its habitat will allow.
They're a carp is what they are. Yeah.
Look at them slabs.
Man, those are slabs. Those are carp right there. I'd be having a fish fry.
Scratching them.
And them crappies.
And I'd be talking about, look at these brim I caught.
What would be good? What kind of dipping sauce would you have for a goldfish, huh? How would you cook it?
Man, some Alabama white sauce, man. Put that on a bun.
How little that lake is, and they worried about that lake being overrun by a few goldfish.
Man, I go in there and catch a few goldfish, and I start me up a koi pond.
It bothers me that there's two lakes in that picture, and in the picture, one of them's gray and one of them's blue.
That's the problem.
That's what bothers me. That's your problem right there.
That's because there's a XAI right here in between the blue lakes.
That's not fair.
That's gray water. You know, gray water is different.
So, Father Fornberry, you are. Do you lose your amateur status due to all the golf you're playing this week?
This guy's a pro.
I lost my amateur status a long time ago when me and Scoff won our first tournament.
We did.
Yeah. Okay.
I have been invited to
multiple corporate outings this week. So, we'll see. My first one's tomorrow. And, hopefully, I still have a spot in the next tournament, which is the end of the week.
He's just hoping to make through this one without laying on the
ground. Did you have to reveal your handicap?
They know me. They know my handicap.
The fact you're on the team is a big enough handicap. So tell us about the one you're doing tomorrow.
The one I'm doing tomorrow is at Windyke in Memphis, which is a very nice private club, I believe. Yes, yeah, it's private. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm,
yes.
So I'm really looking forward to it. I have me some new attire to so how snazzy I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because my wife told me I can't wear the one that has unicorns on it.
I like that one too.
I think that'd be totally appropriate.
She said that's not allowed to wear that one.
You're high society, bro.
So I've got one that's blue with white stars all over it. So
that's what you're not.
What
gonna
is Ryder
be?
Club? Ryder.
Do y'all
Ryder Cup?
Yeah, Ryder Cup.
Will you also have a personal caddy?
I don't know.
That'd be cool. Like,
maybe that's what they're bringing me for.
You may be a worse caddy than you are golfing. We know your history of giving yardage to your teammate.
That's him. That was Gary.
Oh, that was Gary.
One time.
Jamie said, use that one right there.
It was actually, 106, and you told him 176?
Jamie
probably hit that dude 175.
It was probably the most pure swing he ever made.
It was. It was the straightest shot ever.
And he was like, oh my, that's going to be close. And it kept going. It
sailed over.
And going and going and going. And Jamie, I remember looking at me.
Jamie would say, we're 120 out.
Gary, how far is that? 176. And I took mine. And I'm like,
It's like
106.
It's like,
yeah, that's a putter for Jamie.
But he cleared it. It was still going up.
Terry's already told me I have to be aware that they might come out to the truck and get my
club. No, this is the second tournament you're going to where they'll come out to the truck and get your club.
Okay, second.
So the, tell everybody where you're going with your second tournament later.
Southwind.
Which is where the PGA FedEx Cup is held. They hold an event there probably a month ago, maybe. Yeah,
yeah.
A little over a month ago.
So what I'm being told is I have to keep my shirt on.
Shirt on.
And my shoes.
No loud or no rain. You probably can't bring any beer from offside either.
Oh, I what this
you drink thing it before
to get in, I suspect they're going to be providing us alcohol.
Probably.
I would hope.
They're going to make you pay for it.
And it should come with a steak dinner.
Well, it does come with a lunch and dinner.
Oh, but
the feed is twice.
Okay.
I know the one Friday their feed is twice.
I have been fortunate enough to play there, and it's a super nice course.
Jamie,
super
did you tell these guys you were really good?
Nope. Nope, did not.
They just saw it in his eyes. They saw the winning mentality.
Let my awesome personality shine through. They said, we need somebody to drag. I'll keep it.
So this is a best ball scramble, both of these?
Yeah.
So you don't know?
I have no idea.
Now, look, it wouldn't surprise me if it took y'all and just split y'all up.
No, we have our team set.
Oh, okay. That would be epic.
I went to one at Windyke, and you give them what you shoot around. And they made sure teams were even.
They said, sir, is this number correct? No,
James said, 100. Hey, James said, no, you got to carry the one. Yeah.
So I know Friday I'm playing with a installation company.
They said, what do you shoot, sir? And he put 74. And now he's considered a player, but they didn't know that's nine holes.
It's nine holes. That's
nine holes.
We're
playing 18.
148.
Yeah, I'll tell them if they ask me. 170, something like that.
170-ish.
Well, good luck to you, Father Fortenberry.
Go get them, dude. I'm proud of you.
Outing. Look at you. And so y'all know, we will have a show Tuesday night, Wednesday night. But next week, the following week, there's a lot of traveling going on with the patio. We will not be doing the podcast on Monday and Wednesday at all, so we're going to skip podcast that week.
Me and Marty are going to try to swing a sampling, a tasting, something.
Yeah, we're going to try to set that up Tuesday of next week. It may be kind of late. We're going to do a blind. They're going to take a blind. I'm going to be traveling to a different place, actually, that week. And during that same time frame, so I'm hoping we can do a blind from the nether reaches.
The nether regions.
The nether regions. I go in there blindly too, guys.
Yeah. So it'll probably be the following week before y'all hear about how grand. So you probably got to record y'all's team somewhere around a 22 under just to even compare.
Go and write that down now. So don't forget.
The last corporate golf event I went to, your score didn't matter. You got done, they drew prizes.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how good you are, Jamie.
And you know what? The other thing is, if you do it right, that they card it off. They'll put everybody in there, rank them 1 to 100,
dude,
and then they pay first.
This
four.
This is all
I've seen.
This is all networking. This is all networking.
Well, but that's why you do it that way.
That's a social.
And you pick 100%. And then last. You do first, last, and pick in between.
They're both of them are hosted by general contractors that we have relationships
if
with.
If you need Jamie to come play golf for you, you're probably in a bad situation. If you need Jamie to come build rapport with construction workers, he's the best player there. There is not a better player on the course.
I will walk out. I promise you, at least 10 people will remember me when I leave.
1,000%.
Jamie, you should look to get us a team sponsored in that one at Southwind next year.
There you
should find somebody.
Somebody.
Or we'll host it. We would literally drive around the course.
And we'll call it play by play.
We'll do live.
That'd be so much fun. That'd probably be more fun than golf.
Gary's got a lot more experience now at remote broadcasting.
Y'all know what I want to do at the golf course.
He's addressing the ball.
Have y'all seen where the people sit at a certain hole? And I don't know what people do or what they're there for, but I think the people donate or something. But they basically just make fun of people.
Yeah, it's called a heckle hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where everybody's sitting there and they just talk bad about it.
And we would be so good at a heckle hole or whatever.
That'd be great.
So good. That'd be so much fun.
I might do that. I might do that tomorrow. My VP will be with us.
There you go. Then you do take a turtle box. You need to take a mic, and you can sit there and make fun of your
make
VP.
Make fun of everybody.
I have already advised not to bring a speaker.
Multiple times. What about your playing partner? Does he know he can't bring a speaker with him?
He know he don't bring mine. He's bringing his.
Oh, he's bringing his. There we go.
So he's probably tricking me. He's probably not bringing one. He's trying to
do me a favor, though. So first thing in the morning, I want you to make sure two things. Tell him you got a 30-pack in the cooler and your big orange
speaker. I'm going to tell him I got a 30-pack Keystone.
Yeah, and a big orange, your big orange speaker, and you're ready. This is what golf is all about. And see, see how they take it.
So here's the. So I don't know when everybody's leaving. I have a meeting at 9:30. I have to go to.
Yeah.
So I'll be itching trying to get out of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Proud of you.
Talk about the goldfish. That was cool.
Yeah, goldfish.
So I got one more story, and then we'll jump to two. Let me find it.
But yeah, that'd be
fun. Here. Hold on.
But yeah, I would definitely love to call a golf tournament. That sounds like fun. Like,
oh yeah,
follow a team around and record their.
That'd be way more fun than golf.
I think. I enjoy golfing, but I would have more fun talking about people
or just
like following someone around
the heckle hole, like where you're just sitting there. Everyone's coming past you at some point, and you just get to like so check fun. On Look, people for charity. Yeah,
Wes
that'd
is
doing
a big solid. He's watching the littles tomorrow.
Oh my!
Their school's out. They just randomly have school out.
What? It's
teacher. Oh. It's teacher.
Oh, teacher.
That's class. They're doing. I mean.
That don't make any sense.
Like they didn't like our schedule. We were on, so they went back to the other schedule. They said there's too many days off. So now this is like his third day off.
Random.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play this out.
Hit that button, Marty.
Fake Marty.
Ghost Marty.
Ghost Marty.
Father Fortenberry.
Hey, guys. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, once again, we'll tip one up for Charlie Kirk.
Cheers to Charlie. Congrats to Jamie for stepping up in the corporate world. Go get him, Jamie.
He'll have a promotion after this.
Hey, guys, if you didn't hit any bets this past weekend, just remember, you're not a quitter. Never, never quit. Never surrender.
Hey, guys, thanks for joining us. Hit that like button. Tell your friends about us. Life and Patio, we out of here.
Gone.
And save this.
Hello.